Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Tech Talk with Jess Kelly.
With Renault's award-winning hybrid and full electric lineup, where style meets tech. Rethink Renault.
This is News Talk.
You're very welcome along to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. Coming up over the next hour, as Meta makes further job cuts, citing AI as the reason, we'll take a closer look at the Irish jobs market and ask where the opportunities for humans lie. As always, you can email the show techtalk@newstalk.com or you'll find me on Instagram at JessKellyNT. Later in the show, we'll jump into the inbox to answer some of your tech questions, and we'll also take a closer look at the letters from Sky to dodgy box users. But I want to start this week with Meta.
Well, robots are coming for jobs at Meta. The company says about 10% of its workforce, that's about 8,000 people, were told today they're losing their jobs. Meta says it is redirecting payroll into artificial intelligence and planning more than $150 billion in AI capital spending this year. About 7,000 remaining workers will be reassigned to AI roles, while 6,000 planned hires will now go unfilled.
That report from CBS outlining significant job cuts at Meta once again. Now, they had flagged in advance that this was on the cards. Not only will layoffs and transfers impact around 20% of the company's entire global workforce, but also in a letter to staff, Mark Zuckerberg stated that success isn't a given and AI is the most consequential technology of our lifetimes. The companies that lead the way will define the next generation. Now, it's thought that over 300 of Meta's 1,800 Dublin-based employees will be impacted, along with 700 workers at the third-party company Covalen, which is a main contractor for the company. You might remember we had some of the former employees at Covalen and indeed the representatives on this programme a wee while ago over disputes about the severance that the employees at Covalen receive. But Meta is just one of a number of companies making cuts and citing AI as the reason, with many now claiming these tech giants are, quote, AI washing, using the emerging technology as an excuse to reduce its headcount and therefore its bottom line costs. So what impact will the AI effect have on the overall jobs market, which is also feeling the impact of geopolitical uncertainty? Christopher Payne, Country Director of the Stepstone Group Ireland with responsibility for Irish jobs, is with me now. Chris, how are you?
I'm really good. Thanks for having me, Jess.
No, thanks for joining us. So obviously, as I mentioned there, it's been a turbulent week in terms of the tech jobs market. Before we go down that rabbit hole, can you just talk me through some of the trends that have come out from the latest research compiled by Irish Jobs?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've just published our hiring trends update. And I think Meta aside, because that's the big news story right now, the Irish labour market is actually still in a relatively strong position. And we're just seeing that businesses are being more cautious and it's a more targeted approach to hiring. So obviously our unemployment rate remains really low. It's about 4.8% in April. But we are seeing that job growth is moderating rather than accelerating. So I think right now it's not a hiring freeze story. It's more of a selective hiring story. But In good news, our own research that you've just mentioned has told us that employers are telling us they will be increasing hiring. So 50% or so are going to increase hiring in H2. So it's not all bad news.
And are there certain sectors that are doing better than others? Because, again, as I mentioned at the top of the show, Meta aren't the only ones in the tech sphere that are looking at either reducing headcounts or redeploying people or increasing the use of AI and all the rest. So are there certain sectors that are performing better than others in terms of that jobs growth?
Yeah, there are. And I think the easiest way to sometimes think about it is to link it to where are our large infrastructure projects in Ireland, or where do we have problems? So obviously anything linked to housing or Metro North or, road bypasses, things like that. So we're seeing production is particularly strong at the moment in manufacturing. So about 70% of employers have told us they're going to be increasing hiring in H2. And then it's the usual suspects. It's engineering, it's construction. Funnily enough, 51% of IT companies did tell us they plan on increasing hiring in H2. So they do plan on hiring more staff. So Meta, I think the larger tech companies, there's definitely, to use that phrase, AI washing, there's definitely a little bit of that happening because, you know, there are publicly listed large companies and they need to make sure that they are cutting their cloth, but also making sure that whatever they go out to the market with is about increasing share price and stuff as well. So, most people in Ireland are employed by SMEs. So we shouldn't get too concerned about just looking at the Metas or the really large tech organizations, as difficult as it is for those 350 or so people who will be impacted.
When we look at the entry level jobs, this is an area that I'm fascinated by because I'm 18 years in News Talk now, but I started as an intern making tea and coffee. Yeah. And the stuff that I learned during that internship, I think has stood to me more than my 3 years of Irish and geography in UCD. That there is something really beneficial to entry level positions. But we're now seeing a bit of a trend, or hearing a bit about a trend, of those lower level positions not being made available in certain sectors because of AI. Is that ringing true in what you're seeing?
Yeah, our research is telling us that like 47% of businesses have told us that they plan to reduce graduate roles and entry level roles. And to be honest, Jess, like you, I learned more in my first 3 years. I'm a little bit longer than you actually in Irish jobs. I'm here in it just under 20 years now. And I learned more in my first couple of years, including going through a financial crash that I did also in UCD, but with politics and economics. So I definitely agree with you that learning on the job is important. I think where a lot of graduate roles traditionally, exactly as you just said, involved admin, first drafts, basic analysis, research, reporting. Unfortunately, these are the tasks that AI can now support. So employers may expect graduates to add value faster than they did before. But I think that's one of the things that is slightly concerning, because previous research we did also said that employers are crying out for people who have soft skills and that they're really struggling to find people with soft skills. So although the generic graduate role is maybe under pressure, I think if graduates can show they have soft skills like adaptability, emotional intelligence, they'll still have a really good chance. And the other one, of course, is it is kind of like me and you clearly did the same degree in UCD. But I think where we're seeing the real slowdown is where there isn't a clear career pathway. So if you are studying to be an accountant, you will still be able to go through a graduate program because that is a very clear pathway, or a doctor or anything like that. But it is our more generic degrees that are probably coming under a bit of pressure.
Yeah, and I think it's funny for kids who, you know, are about to phase into the leaving cert now. It is increasingly difficult to know what to put down on the CAO form. I remember when I was not long out of college, all the conversations around me were, you should have done programming, you should have been a programmer, that's where the future lies. And now we're hearing that a lot of those jobs are being targeted or replaced or augmented or whatever language you want to use by AI. It's very difficult to kind of look into a crystal ball and see what the best or most valuable degree is going to be in 5 years' time. I've been reading some research that shows maybe an apprenticeship, which sometimes isn't looked upon as favourably, could be the way to go.
Well, it's funny you mentioned apprenticeships, because it's something I've probably harped on for about a decade, that I think the way we in Ireland have insisted that everyone goes on to do a third level university degree. And to a certain degree, we can appear a bit snobby towards apprenticeships, mm-hmm. but I can no more wire a house than I can wire someone's brain. So whether you're a neurosurgeon or an electrician, you are far more skilled than I am. So they are certainly something that people should never turn their nose up at. And if that is something that you're genuinely interested in and good at, I think it's a huge skill. I heard we are running out of plasterers, for example, but you will never be out of work if you're a good plasterer. But going back to those roles, I think with the Meta announcement, we see it again. I think a lot of the roles being targeted are non-AI IT roles. So they are very much focused on that. The only other thing I'd say is there has never been a technological disruption that hasn't created more jobs than it's displaced. And I would hope and think that probably won't be any different this time. Obviously you are much more tech savvy than me, Jess, but if we think about 30 years ago, people weren't thinking about app development because iPhone wasn't out yet, or a digital marketing degree wouldn't have existed prior to Google. So all these technological disruptions do impact in a positive and a negative way. In the short term, where I feel sorry are those university graduates coming out in the next year or two, because there will be less roles. It doesn't mean there won't be, that being a graduate isn't important, but it will be more about what is the skill you can show. And the safest skill in the labour market right now is probably adaptability.
So again, if we're looking at this time next year when we're having this conversation about your 2027 research and so on, is there any indication as to how dramatic the trends will be in terms of difference from this year, if you get what I mean? Like, are we on a trajectory, or is it a bit of a Ronan Keating roller coaster where you just don't know where you're going to go next?
I don't think it's going to be a collapse of any graduate jobs. We are definitely going through rebalancing of the market, but there's some ESRI research out. They expect about 7% of jobs in Ireland would be kind of displaced by AI over the next kind of 5 to 10 years, which is about 180,000 jobs. It's a lot, but in the grand scheme of things, it isn't a huge amount. And of course, that means there will be new jobs created. Like, I have an 8-year-old daughter, and I think by the time she goes to do her CAO form, I have no idea what she'll be looking to do, because it will be hugely different. But I don't think our research, I genuinely would be shocked if we didn't see very similar numbers to what we're seeing now. I don't think most businesses in Ireland are SMB, about 90% of businesses under 50 staff. They are not moving to replace people in the same way. They are using AI to become more efficient. They're using AI to, help them schedule interviews or things like that. But they don't have the big tech capabilities of a Meta, a Google, or anything like that. So most businesses will use AI, become more efficient, but that will just free up time, because in a lot of places, people are already double jobbing. They're kind of working exceptionally hard. So I think that this gives us a unique opportunity for businesses to work smarter in a time when costs are increasing, and not having to pay a huge amount of extra staff. But I don't think it's going to be a collapse of the market at all.
In terms of the disruption and the displacement by AI, is this an argument for workers to engage in that lifelong learning process? Because even if you are displaced by AI, if you can show that you have, either through your company or off your own bat, engaged in some further education or further upskilling, you're more of an asset, and you're showing, as you said, that those kind of softer skills of a bit of cop on and initiative, it's a more attractive prospect for a potential employer.
100%. And I think the lifelong learning piece is more important than it's ever been. Funnily enough, I'm just off a call, and it was all about how can we use Pythia to help us with mid-year performance reviews. We're also trying to, utilize AI in a smarter way to help us improve our processes. It's not about removing people. And I'm trying to upskill, and I'm trying to learn. At the moment, I'm very much okay with generative AI, but that using agents, Absolutely, nowhere near, but trying to learn. And, you know, I'm thinking that that will make me more valuable to my business. And likewise, it's the same for everyone out there. The soft skills are important, but it's also showing adaptability that the market is shifting, roles are changing and evolving really quickly. The skills required now and roles are changing. So how are you upskilling to make sure that you're doing it? And there's so many brilliant online courses, particularly now focused at AI. And I think that, you know, I've done a couple and I think people should be looking at doing them pretty regularly, because it not only helps you in your work, it does actually help you in your day to day as well.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I'm a huge advocate for it. Again, just for expanding your own horizons and keeping yourself engaged and your brain engaged and all the rest. I want to talk a little bit about the job application process, because I know a few people who are going through it at the moment. They're kind of sniffing out opportunities. They're spending a huge amount of time looking at really motivational, inspirational posts on LinkedIn by companies who are announcing hires. They then submit applications on the form that's suggested on these platforms and then getting auto replies within 6 seconds saying, no. And it's clearly some form of AI auto rejection. What exactly is going on?
Yeah, to be honest, Jess, that's not new at all. It's and probably the most frustrating part of being a job seeker is not having that loop filled. One of the things that I think is often more frustrating is never hearing back. And it's something that we encourage everyone who uses Irish Jobs and all employers, whether you're using Irish Jobs or not, close the loop, let people know if they're not going to be brought forward for interview or if they haven't been successful. Those auto rejections, firstly, most businesses who would have 20 or 30 staff or more would have an applicant tracking system in place. They are getting smarter. So the applicant tracking systems have been around 20 years, you know, where you apply for a job, it goes into this applicant tracking system. And there's always been something in the background, just not as sophisticated. It might have been knockout questions or something like that, where are you eligible to work in the Republic of Ireland might be one. And if the answer is no, then they would, you know, auto reject them. Normally, businesses would set them up for 24 to 48 hours later. But it doesn't mean that you're not in the same position, because the frustrating part is I've seen my own wife, who's just recently got into a new job, get auto rejected on a Sunday. So you know that it's literally been set up for 24 or 48 hours later. So it's incredibly frustrating, but it's not something new, unfortunately.
And is this something, though, that companies need to be careful of? Because I've been talking to one person in particular who's going through this at the moment, and they're seeing AI being utilised in a few different ways, not only the auto rejection, but in a few different ways. And they've actually walked away from one process because it feels so like there's a lack of authenticity and humanity. And it just gives you this bad vibe about a company from the offset if they can't even be arsed to connect with somebody who's taken the time to send an application.
My opinion on AI for recruiters is fairly simple. I think recruiters should use AI, but in a few practical ways. I think it can help them write job ads really quickly. I think it can help them post jobs to a large number of websites or areas, their own website, Irish Jobs, jobs.ie, to make sure that they're getting as many candidates as possible that are suitable for the job. I think it's brilliant for helping them schedule interviews. You can connect it now to your Outlook and it auto schedules interviews when you're happy with a list of candidates, and it can draft outreach messages, things like that. So the benefit is speed. Like, recruiters are spending about a third of their week on admin. So I think this is a really good opportunity for recruiters to not spend a third of their week on admin. If you want me to be really honest, I'm not a huge fan of screening of CVs using AI. And I also don't really like AI being used to replace the interview process. People work for people and people want to be hired by people. So I would always hesitate caution when it comes to taking this AI project too far in recruitment, because like that person you're speaking of, I would find it incredibly frustrating if I never got to deal with a candidate. And I just mentioned it. My own wife has recently been hired and she had a really brilliant experience with a really well-known Irish company. And the big thing for her was she had a recruiter who she felt was on her side, you know, letting her know, I'm rooting for you here. You're meeting this person, that person, that person. Here's some tips. And immediately afterwards, how did you get on? So I think that, for me, is something that I think Irish people are much better at. than some of our counterparts. And actually, some research said that we're much more empathetic than our, say, German and UK counterparts. I don't think we want to lose that within our hiring process.
No, absolutely not. Right, so let's end where we started, which is with Meta and this notion of the AI washing. For the people who are unfortunately impacted by this, what is the advice in terms of them, firstly, accepting what's happening, then trying to pick themselves back up and get back into the job market? Because if one of the biggest tech companies in the world is saying, do you know what, you're not needed here anymore, it can be a serious, I suppose, crisis of confidence, I suppose, to then reemerge and sell your story and your skill set and your experience to a new potential employer.
Yeah, I do you know what? I feel for them. I really do. There's never a nice news story that comes out when you hear people are at risk of losing their jobs. Having said that, what I would say for these people in particular, they are going to be highly sought after individuals. They're working for one of the biggest companies in the world. They're going to have a huge skill set. They're going to be sought after by many big organizations. So I think that part they should be okay on. But then there is that piece. There's probably people in Meta for 10, 15, 20 years, just like me and you are in our place. And I often think about, God, if I had to go back out to the market and do my CV and do all that. But go back to what our business is looking for right now. They're looking for adaptability. They're looking for those soft skills. So what can you bring to the table? They want people who can problem solve, who can act in real time, who have emotional intelligence and are a team player. So make sure that you're going out to the market with what they're asking for. And those soft skills, it's creeping up every single time we do research. It is higher and higher in terms of we're struggling to find people with the right soft skills. It's also the reason why we're seeing a lot of businesses mandating back to the office, because just like you mentioned, your first 3 years in News Talk, learning more than you did in your 3 years in UCD, that's where you learn your soft skills. So they want people back in the office for that reason.
Okay, great stuff. Well, look, hopefully we will chat again in a few months' time and we'll get a better picture of what exactly is happening and going to happen, not only in the tech sphere, but other sectors as AI continues to be a bit of a disruptor. Chris Pay of Irish Jobs, thanks so much for joining me here on News Talk.
Thanks a million.